Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Zayin. We left off on Elisha left off on Daf Vavim Beis, about 7 lines from the bottom of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously this chusra for Shlema for Rachel Bas Altika Sarah Chaya, and it's also sponsored by Judah Powers in gratitude to the Shear, in gratitude to Dr. David Landerer and all of the Shear participants for 2 years of quality learning and in celebration of his drafting to the IDF. Are you there, Judah? Yeah, there you are. Should be with much mazel and bracha, and we thank you for protecting Am Yisrael. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on Daf Vav Amud Beis, and the discussion we're in the middle of having is we started the series of Ein Bein Mishnayos. We have a whole series of Mishnayos at the end of the first parak that are Ein Bein, this and that, except for that the only difference between one and the other, and it starts off with Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, except for Kriyas HaMegillah Matanos Levyonim. So we're going to have different three. We had yesterday three different shittos as far as what gets done in Adar Rishon. The Tanna Kamma holds all the mitzvahs of Purim can be done in Adar Rishon except for Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Yaakov holds even Mikra Megillah can be done in Adar Rishon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says nothing gets done in Adar Rishon. And the Gemara is going to discuss what the Svara is for each of the shittos. Then on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to tell us how Esther sent a message asking Kisvuni L'Daros to be recorded for future generations, and we're going to discuss whether this is something that was meant to be Nitan Likasev and what the controversy was about that and how they resolved the issue of whether Megillas Esther was meant to be written down. And then the Gemara is going to discuss which Svarim have the status of Sifrei Kodesh in that they're Metamei Esayadayim, that Chazal Burgozer, that Sifrei Kodesh are Metamei Esayadayim, and which of the Sifrei Tanakh were somewhat controversial whether they're Metamei Yadayim or not. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to tell us how we know that that Megillas Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh. And the Gemara is going to have something like 7 different shittos of how we know that Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh. And the Gemara is going to discuss the weakness in each of those shittos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim and the rules of that. Chayiv and Neshluv Asum in Puriyad Le'adaber Aram LeBaruch Mordechai and the famous story about getting drunk on Purim. It's also going to tell us a little bit about what the timing of Su'udas Purim, and then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to have a machlokas whether machshirei ochel nefesh are mutar on Yom Tov, or only ochel nefesh mutar on Yom Tov, but that which is preparatory work for the sake of Ochel Nefesh maybe is not Mutar on Yom Tov. And then the last Mishnah on the Daf, if we get to it today, is going to tell us that the only difference between Melacha on Shabbos and Melacha on Yom HaKippurim is whether it's Misa Bidei Adam or a Chiyuv Kares, and that's going to lead us to a discussion of whether Chayavi Krisus who get Malkus are going to be Potter from their Krisus. So let's begin again. Again, 7 lines from the end of the page. We were in the middle of discussing who the author of our Mishnah could possibly be, and we gave a few different possibilities. So, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchasa, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Sha'amar, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. That we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that both as far as Kriyas HaMegillah is concerned and as far as reading Dal Parshios are concerned, Adar Rishon does not work. One is not Yotze, their Chiyuv in Adar Rishon. So that is the bottom line halacha. So that's how the Gemara comes out la halacha. That's how the Ritva understands the Torah. Also, based on the way the Beis Yosef understands, also that it's talking about both as far as Kriyas HaMegillah and as far as Dalet Parshios, that you're not Yotze your Chiyuv in Adar Rishon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Mikra Echadarshu. It happens to be that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel darshan their din from the same pasuk, because the pasuk says the kaim aleim lios osim es yom arbaos on the chodesh adar es yom chamish osmo, and the Gemara quotes bichol shana v'shana. So it sounds like every year the halachos are going to be the same. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, some bichol shana v'shana ma kol shana v'shana adar samuch l'shvat. Just like each and every year we make Purim in the adar that comes right after Shvat, so afkan, so too in a leap year adar samuch l'shvat we should still make Purim in Adar Rishon, in the Adar that is closest to Shvat, which will turn out to be Adar Rishon. So that's derived from Bekol Shana v'shanav. Rav Shmuel Gamliel savar. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, I look at that same pasuk bechol shana v'shana, and I say makol shana v'shana adar samach l'nisan. Avkol adar samach l'nisan. That just like each and every year, Purim happens in the adar that's closest to Nisan. So too in a leap year it should happen in the adar that's closest to Nisan. So ask the Gemara. Well, obviously it could be read both ways. Meaning it says, you know, most in a non-leap year, adar is sandwiched in between Shvat and Nisan. So obviously you can read the pasuk in both ways. So what exactly is the machlokas really about then? So Bishlam, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Mistaver Taima. I understand why Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that it's Adar Rishon. It's very Mistaver De'in Mavirin Al Mitzvos, because we have a principle that when the Zman of a Mitzvah comes, you don't delay doing the Mitzvah, you do it right away. So we should do the Mitzvah in the earliest possible Zman, which would be the Adar that's closest to Shvat. And that must be what the pasuk is telling us when it says, B'chol Shana V'shana. This is somewhat of a unique application of Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos. The Makar is Shmartem Es HaMatzos, and the Mechilta and Parshas Bo Darshan Zatukri Matzos El Mitzvos. That just like we're not Machmitz the Matzos, we're also not Machmitz the Mitzvos. We don't allow Mitzvos to become stale. Mitzvah Bol Yado Al Tach Mitzena, that you should do it right away. That you should do a Mitzvah right away. Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos does not always mean that, though. Does not always mean that first of all, it often means yes, when you have a mitzvah, do it right away. But as far as being koveya the ikur zman a mitzvah, it's a chiddush to say that the principle of ein ma'avirin al mitzvah applies. Meaning over here, of course I'm going to do the mitzvah right away as soon as I'm chayiv in the mitzvah. I just don't know which month I'm chayiv in the mitzvah. Am I chayiv in the mitzvah in Adar Rishon or Adar Beis? So over here, Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos is telling me the kviyus zman of the mitzvah that we derive when the ideal time for the mitzvah is. Also, Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos is usually in the context of not to pass over a mitzvah. That if you have your talus and your tefillin in front of you, so if you pass by one of them, you shouldn't bypass one in order to get to the other. So you set it up in such a way where if you're supposed to put on your talus first, that you first encounter your talus and then you'll encounter your tefillin, so that you won't have to come to be Mavir al-Mitzvah. Same with the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad, that you arrange it in such a way where what you pull out of the bag first is your Shel Yad, since that's the one that you're going to have to put on first anyway. So it's a bit of a chiddush in terms of the application of Ein Ma'avir al-Mitzvah, but the Gemara says, I understand such a svara. El Rav Shimon Gamliel my time, but why Rav Shimon Gamliel darshin that it's going to be in the Adar that's Samach L'Nisan? Some Rav Tavi Taimi Rav Shimon Gamliel Mismachul L'Gula Adif, because we try to juxtapose the Geula of Purim to the Geula of Nisan, and that makes more sense to put those two things together, and that's the way of doing the mitzvah in the most muhudar kind of way. It's a way of honoring the mitzvah in the best possible way. So it's interesting. It's almost as if the Gemara is saying that, yes, I understand there's a concept of Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos, so you try to do a mitzvah Bal Yadach Mitzani, you do the mitzvah as soon as you can, but what if I could do the mitzvah better later, right? If I could do the mitzvah in a way that's a more enhanced version of the mitzvah, and by showing that Geulas Purim is not an independent blip on the screen of Jewish history, but it's part of a trend of Jewish history, it's part of a trend of Hashgacha Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael, and that's why it's connected to Purim. That's why we have at the end of Maseches Tainis, where Rashi says, where the Gemara over there says, K'shem shemrich mishenichnas ad mematin b'simcha, kach mishenichnas adar marbin b'simcha, and Rashi writes, v'simcha yul Yisrael, Purim u'Pesach. Now why is it mishenichnas adar marbin b'simcha? Because these are days of simcha for Klal Yisrael, Purim and Pesach. The only thing is Pesach is not an Adar. But clearly what the Gemara is referring, what Rashi is referring to over there is our Gemara over here, that the Simcha of Purim is supposed to lead into the Simcha of Nisan. The Geula of Purim is supposed to lead into the Geula of Nisan. So Mismach Geula L'Geula Adif. Rabbi Lazar Amar Taimi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lehacha. Rabbi Lazar says a different reason for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel from the following Pasuk. L'Chsiv L'Kayim Es Higeres HaPurim Hazos HaShenis. The word Shenis is extra. So must be that it's telling me to observe the Yom Tov in Adar Sheni and not Adar Rishon. Mitzvah l'michtav Hashenis, mitzvah l'michtav v'kol shana v'shana. I need both sources, both the idea of it saying Shenis and it saying v'kol shana v'shana. Because if it only would have said Bekal Shana Shana, I would have said that since Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos, better to darshan that the Kikol Shana Shana, that it should be in the first Adar, like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi had said. So Kamash Milan Hashenis, that's why it says Hashenis, to tell me that no, it's another Hasheni. Viashmin Hashenis, and if it only would have told me Hashenis, Havamina Betchila Barishon Ubasheni, I would have thought that when it says Hashenis, it's telling me that L'chadchila, the best thing to do is to lay Megillah twice, do it in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. That Shenis means do it in the second month for a second time, that you should do it in Adar Rishon also. So Kamash Mon B'chol Shana V'shana. One thing is clear about B'chol Shana V'shana, it may not be abundantly clear which Adar it's about, but it is very clear that just like each and every year we only lay Megillah on one day of the year, so too when there's two Adars, we only lay Megillah on one day of the year. So that's what B'chol Shana V'shana adds, that it's not that there's a din L'chadchila to lay the Megillah twice. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi, hi Hashenis May Avalei. What is Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi who does not darshan Hashenis to tell me about Adar Sheni because he holds you lay in the Megillah and Adar Rishon? So what does he do with Hashenis? Mi bai lelech Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Dam Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. But Chila, initially in the first Igeres that Mordechai sent to the Jewish people in the Medina Samelech HaChashverosh that they should make a Chag HaPurim, Kavua B'Shushan. They were Makabel, only the Jews in Shushan were Makabel to make a holiday, Ula B'Sof. And then when he sent the second set of letters, Bekala Olam Kula. Then it spread, they were Makabelit in the entire world. So that's Hashenis. The Pnei Yeshua raises the question that the first Igeres also says that Mordechai sent El Kol HaYehudim Sheba Medina Samelech. And afterwards it says, Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim Aleihem. So you see that already in the first Igeres, they were Makabel Kol HaYehudim, they were Makabel Purim. So how can the Gemara say the first Igeres was really only for Shushan, they were only Makabelit in Shushan, and it was only the second Igeres that everybody was Mekabel? So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that this pasuk speaks about Asiyas Mishta V'Simcha, that is where they were Mekabel B'chol Medinos right away after the first Igeres. But Kriyas HaMegillah, they were not Mekabel B'chol Medinos until the Igeres HaShniya, until the second Igeres. Only then were they Mekabel to do Kriyas HaMegillah everywhere. And that leads the Gemara into a discussion of the establishment of the Megillah itself. Amar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Sholchlam Esther L'Chacham Kavuni Ladoros. Esther sent a message to the Chachamim. I want you to be Koveya Chag HaPurim as a Chiyuv for all generations in the future to make a day of Mishnah and Simcha and to read about the Nisim that had the Nes that happened. So Shalchla the Chacham sent back to her, we'd love to, but Kina Atma Reres Aleinu Lemeinu Umos, that everyone's going to see that we're celebrating their downfall, the downfall of the Umos, and we're going to do that every year. So they're going to come to take revenge on us because we still don't have Geula. They thought that the Purim story was going to lead to Geula, but it didn't. Meaning the Purim story was a salvation, but it was not Geula. Geula means Binyan Amigdash, right? That's what the Nesivos writes in his commentary to the Megillah, that the reason they were allowed to establish a Yom Tov is that really we're only allowed to establish a Yom Tov for that which is L'chora Reishis Smichas Gulaseinu. If something is not going to be it does not seem like it is going to lead to Geula, then we're not allowed to be Koveya a Yom Tov, the Nesivos writes. So they thought, they were under the impression that this was going to be the beginning of a Geula process. But in the end of the day, they were still stuck. They knew that they were under foreign jurisdiction, and they weren't in control of the government, and they could cause big problems and pogroms and things like that if they're going to go and celebrate the downfall of their enemies. So Shalch Alehem, so Esther sent Kvar Ksuva Ani Al Sefer Divrei Yom Malchim Adi Paras. No, the whole Nes with the whole downfall of Haman that was done, that happened to us, is already written in their own history books. So they know about this downfall. So they know that we defeated them. It's not going to be something that's going to really say things that's going to be a surprise to them, and it's going to be something that upsets them. The children learn about it in their history books. They know all about this. So that's what in Be'er Yosef Ala Torah, he explains this conversation a little bit differently. In the Be'er Yosef, he suggests that if you look at Megillah Esther, if you to just read the Megillah, you know, we're going to learn a lot of Haggadah to Gemara over here in the first part. That's going to tell us about how terrible a person Achashverosh was, that he was just as bad as Haman. And you read the Megillah, doesn't seem like such a bad guy. Seems like a bit of an idiot, but he doesn't seem like such a bad guy. Doesn't seem like a Rasha. So that's what Bar Yosef suggests. That Esther said, Kisvuni Lidor, that Dafka, when it comes to Megillah Esther, very little of it is actually written, and there's a lot of Torah Sheval Peh. There is an inordinate number of midrashim, six straight blot of Gemara, just darshaning psukim one after the other in the Megillah, more than any other sefer in Tanakh. Torah Sheval Peh of Megillas Esther is emphasized much more than the Torah Shebichsav of Megillas Esther. So you suggest that's what was happening in this conversation, that Esther said Kivuni Ludoros or Kisvuni Ludoros will soon see, and the Chum said, no, if we tell the story the way it actually happened, it makes the Umos Ha'olam look like a bunch of Rishayim and fools, and they're going to be very upset about it. And she says, no, I'm not saying to write it all out. Look at the way they recorded in their history books. They don't ignore it. They record in their history books. In their history books, they make Achashverosh into somewhat of a hero, and they, so let's write it in such a way, and then we'll incorporate a Torah Shebal Peh that's able to that we're able to pass on this tradition. But at least we'll have that framework of having it written down. That's what the Ber Yosef suggests is happening. That's what's going on in this conversation, and that's why you find so much Torah Shebal Peh when it comes to the Megillah. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, all taught the following, and because they say the Moed, Kol Ki Haizuga, that in all of Seder Moed, whenever you have this group of four Amoraim together, Chilufa Rabbi Yochanan Ma'il Rabbi Yonasan, we switch out Rabbi Yochanan and we put in his place Rabbi Yonasan. The Rabbi Yochanan didn't say what we're about to say, it was Rabbi Yonasan who said it. So now let's go back to what they actually said, that after the Chum agreed to be Koveah, Chag HaPurim, as a Mishnah, Simcha, and Kriyas Anais, they still didn't agree that to write the Megillah. So Shalchol HaMesu L'Chacham Kisvuni L'Doros, is that now I don't only want you to be Kivuni L'Doros, to be Koveah Yom Tov, I want the story written down. Shalchol HaLok Safi Lach Shalishim, they said to her, we're sorry, but there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says that kasafti l'chashalishim, that shalishim v'lo ribayim, that there are only three places in Tanakh that you're supposed to have Amalek mentioned, and not four different places. And since there are two places in the Chumash, and then you have in Sefer Shmuel, so there's no place, there's no fourth place. You're not supposed to have a fourth location to mention Amalek. Till they found a pasuk in the Torah that says ksov zos zikaron basefer, and the Chum darshim from that pasuk that we're being told to record Maisa Amalek in a number of different places. Ksov Zos means Mashkaz of Khan, Uba Mishnah Torah. Zos means that which appears in the Chumash, in two places, both in Sefer Shmos and in Mishnah Torah. Zikaron, Mashkaz bin Neviim. Zikaron is a reference to that which is written in the Neviim, the Sefer Mashkaz bin Megillah. That's a reference to the story of Haman, who was Mizera Amalek in Ksuvim in Megillas Esther. So you see that there is supposed to be a Megillas Esther, and there is supposed to be a record of Amalek in Ksuvim as well. Kitanoi, says Gemara, this last drasha is really subject to Machlokes Tanoim. Ksov Zos Mashkaz of Khan, Zikaron Mashkaz of Mishnah Torah, Basefer Mashkaz of Nevim, Div Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, not like we just said, that Zos does not incorporate both Sefer Shmos and Sefer Dvarim. Zos only incorporates Sefer Shmos. Zikaron incorporates Sefer Dvarim, and Basefer tells me about Nevim. Nothing left about Ksuvim. Whereas Rabbi Lazar Amodai Yomer, like we said, Ksov Zos Mashkaz of Khan, Ubi Mishnah Torah. From Zos we learn both this and Mishnah, both Shmos and Dvarim. Zikara Mashkas bin Neviim, Basefer Mashkasov bin Megillah. Now there is a halacha that the Chum war goes there, that anyone who touches Kisvei HaKodesh is going to be, the Kisvei HaKodesh are going to be Metame Yasei Yadayim, and if he then touches Truma, he's going to passel the Truma, and they did that so a person shouldn't touch a Sefer Torah with directly with his hands. So I'm Rabbi Yom Shmuel, Esther ain't a Metame Yasei Yadayim. Esther, Megillas Esther is not Metame Yadayim because it's not included in other Sefer HaKodesh that they were gozer are Metame Yasei Yadayim. So says Gemara, the Meimer, the Sefer Shmuel, Esther Lav Brach HaKodesh Nemra. You mean to tell me that Shmuel holds Esther is not Metame Yasei Yadayim? Must be because it's not written Beruach HaKodesh and therefore it's not included in Kisvei HaKodesh, meaning to be in Ksuvim, something has to have been written with Ruach HaKodesh. To be in Nevi'im, so Machlok is what exactly is the defining line between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but Pashas is to be in Nevi'im, it has to be a Nevuah that was given to a Navi to share with his generation, to give to his generation. Whereas Ksuvim was at least something that has to be given written has to be written Beruach HaKodesh. So if you're going to tell me that Esther is not Metamei Seidai, it must be that you old Esther was not written Beruach HaKodesh. Could that be? Amar Shmuel Esther Beruach HaKodesh. Didn't Shmuel himself say that Esther was in fact written with Ruach HaKodesh? So Nemar Likros V'lo Nemar Lichtov. Answer to Gemara, you're right. Shmuel holds that Esther was said Beruach HaKodesh, but only to read Balpeh. But it was never meant to be written down as part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore it's not Metame Esay Adayim. So they asked the Gemara on this din that Shmuel is suggesting that Esther Zayin Metame Esay Adayim. Meisvei, we have a Mishnah, Mesechus Yadayim. Reb Meir Omer, Koheles Zayin Metame Esay Adayim. Umachlokas B'Shir Hashirim. That Koheles is not Metame Esay Adayim, it's Machlokas, whether Shir Hashirim, Machlokas B'Sham Beis Hillel, whether it's Metame Esay Adayim. Reb Yossi Omer, Shir Hashirim Metame Esay Adayim. No, everyone agrees that Shir Hashirim is Metame Esay Adayim. Machlokas B'Koheles, the Machlokas B'Sham Beis Hillel is whether Koheles is Metame Esay Adayim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koheles Mikule Bishamim Mechum Rabbi Silal. And Rabbi Shimon says, Koheles, we have Machlokas Bisham Beisilal, is one of the Kulas of Beishamai and the Chumras of Beisilal. An unusual thing. They have certain exceptions to the rule. Most of the times when Beishamai and Beisilal disagree, Beishamai is the Makam and Beisilal is the Mekel. But by Koheles, Beishamai is the Mekel that holds that it's not Metame Yasei Yadayim. Beisilal is the Makam that holds that it is Metame Yasei Yadayim. In the fourth and fifth parak of Maseches Edios, it goes through the list of all the times that Beis Shammai is Lukula and Beis Hillel is Lukhumra, the unusual cases. And then it goes through all the cases where Chazu Beis Hillel Hodos Kedivrei Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel ultimately admitted to Shitas Beis Shammai. So you have those exceptions. Normally it's Beis Shammai, Lukhumra, Beis Hillel, Lukula, and we always pass them like the Beis Hillel. But every once in a while you have an exception. Aval Rus V'Shir Hashirim V'Esther Metamei Esay Yadayim. That's the key line. Rus V'Shir Hashirim and Esther, according to everyone, is Metamei Esay Yadayim. So you see, when it comes to Megillas Esther, there's no Machlokas Tanaim. Everyone knows it's Metame Yasei Yadayim. So how can Shmuel say that Esther is not Metame Yasei Yadayim? So Huda Amar Rabbi Yeshua, must be that Shmuel holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Ksov Zos means Sefer Shmos, Zikaron means Mishnah Torah, but Sefer means that which is written in Navi, and therefore there's no room for Megillas Esther to have been written. So if you hold like that sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, then Ein Achinami, you hold like that there was no that Esther was not meant to be written, and therefore it's not Metame Yasei Yadayim. But if you hold it is meant to be written down, then it is Metame Yasei Yadayim. Obviously, we hold it is Metame Yasei Yadayim. So, like by any Sefer Kodesh, you're not supposed to touch the cloth of a Sefer Kodesh until you wash your hands. A lot of people don't realize that. Most of the time, we're not handling klapim of Sefer Kodesh, but a lot of people have their own personal Megillah. So, they don't realize that before you take out the Megillah, you're supposed to wash your hands before you you hold your Megillah in your hand. Anyway, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Yomer, Koheles ain't Metame Yasei Yadayim, Nesha Chachmasa Shal Shlomo Hi. Koheles is not Metame Yasei Yadayim because it is the Chachma of Shlomo, and it wasn't really Baruch HaKodesh, it was just Shlomo's brilliance. So Amar Lo, Chizobel, Vad Amar. Is that all that Shlomo said? Velo Kvar Nemar, Veidaber Shlosha Salaf and Mashal. It says about Shlomo that he gave 3,000 Mashalim. So, and they weren't all written down. So you see, the fact that Koheles was written down, that must be an indication that it was Baruch HaKodesh. So if it's Baruch HaKodesh, why is it not Metame Yadayim? V'omer, another raya that Koheles was Baruch HaKodesh, is that it says in the end of Mishlei, Al Tosef Al Devarav. So you're not allowed to be Mosef Al Devarav. So you see that it was written Baruch HaKodesh. So my V'omer, why did the Chum need another pasuk to prove that Koheles was said Baruch HaKodesh? V'chi Tema Meimer Tuva Amar, because maybe you're going to say that he said a lot of things that Shlomo said 3,000 Mishalim, di bayichtiv, di bayilowichtiv, and whatever he wanted was written down, whatever he didn't want, he didn't write down, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not an indication just because he wrote something down that it was Baruch HaKodesh, so Tashema, that's why I need the second pasuk, Al Tosef Al Dvarov, where it's Muchach Beferish, that it was said Baruch HaKodesh. Tanya, Belozer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh, Nemar Shenemar, so now we're going to have all the different sheetos, how we know Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. So number one, Rabbi Elazar says Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh, how do I know? Shnemar vayomer Haman belibo. Haman said in his heart, and he spoke to himself when he said, "Lemi yachbot amelech lasos yikar yosem imeni." That who does the king want to honor more than me? It must be that if he's looking to honor somebody, it's all about me. How did the Kosvei Megillah know that what Haman was saying belibo, what Haman was thinking? So it must be that they wrote the Megillah Baruch HaKodesh, and therefore they had an understanding of what was going through Haman's head. Rabbi Akiva Omer, second possibility, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Shnemar Shnemar Bati Esther Nosischein Beinikol Roeha. That that everyone who looked at Esther really liked her. They had this natural, she had this natural chayin that drew people. How did the Kosei Megillah know that everybody who saw Esther, a lot of people will act like they like somebody even if they don't really. So how did they know that was actually true? It must be that it was Baruch HaKodesh. From Meir Omer, a third shita. Esther Baruch HaKodesh, Omer Shnemer, Ve'ivada Adavar LeMordechai, that became known to Mordechai. How did Mordechai know? This must be that it was Sharsal of Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore the Megillah must have also been written in Ruach HaKodesh, because obviously Mordechai and Esther were the ones who wrote it, and they had Ruach HaKodesh, and at least you see from the pasuk that Mordechai found out about the plot. It must be that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, that Bigson and Seresh wanted to kill the king, so it must be that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore probably when he wrote the Megillah, he was doing so Ruach HaKodesh. Fourth possibility, Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemar Shnemar, because the pasuk says when the Bnei Yisrael fought the Melchama in all the Malchus HaKashverosh, Uvabizolo Sholchu Es Yadam. Now he ruled over Kuf Chaf Zayin Medina. He ruled over 127 Medinos. How do they know that everywhere in the entire world, there was no modern forms of communication. There was no way, there weren't people just posting things on social media from the where you see it from one country to the other immediately. How do they know that in all the far-flung places in the world, no one was taking from the spoils? It can only be through Ruach HaKodesh. Amr Shmuel says, I have another idea. Yeah, very awesome. If I would have been there when they were having this discussion about the rayas that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh, Hava Amina Milsa Dadi from Mikulu, I would have said a fifth possibility that's better than all of them. Shnemar Kimu V'Kiblu, because the pasuk says Kimu V'Kiblu. L'chora could have just said that Kiblu, that they were Mekabel, and only afterwards Kimu, because that would be the order, that first you're Mekabel and then you do. But why does it switch it around, that Kimu V'Kiblu? So Kimu L'mayla Masha Kiblu L'mata. It must be that it's telling us that up in Shemaim they were maskim to what they were Mekabel down here, and to the Megillah in general. So how do you know what's going on up in Shemaim? Must be Baruch HaKodesh. The fact that the Megillah is reporting what was going on up in Shemaim, it must be that it's in Baruch HaKodesh. Amar Rava, so Rava comments on these five explanations, these five rayas that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. L'kulu islu pircha levar midishmol, or the lesle pircha. All of them, there's a pircha, and you could ask a question that it's not really such a great raya, except for Shmuel's. There's no kash on Shmuel. The Rabbi Lezer, the raya that Rabbi Lezer has from Vayomer Haman Belibo, svaru. Mi svaru could be they understood that, of course, Haman must have been thinking that. Because he must have been thinking that he's the most chashuv person. And from the fact that Haman went so over the top by saying the kind of honor that should be given, who else would he say that for if not for himself? So just from the context of the story, you could figure out that Haman thought it was about himself. Rabbi Akiva, as far as Rabbi Akiva, who thought that the raya is from Be'ini Kol Ro'eha, that everyone, she was matzachain by everybody, Dilma Krab Lazar, Da Amr Malamich Kol Echav Rechem Din Masloku Maso. Maybe he darshans like Krab Lazar, where Rabbi Lazar understands that everyone thought she was one of them, and that's where the Megillah knew that they were she was matzachain Be'ini Kol Ro'eha, because everyone thought that she was from their group, and the Had Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir's Shita, that Vayivada Adavar LeMordechai is the Raya, that had Mordechai discovered the plot of Bigsam Serge if he didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, that maybe we assume that they spoke Beloshon Tarsi, and they were speaking out loud, they were just speaking in a foreign language, assuming no one would understand. But Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, he spoke Shivam Lashon, so that's how he was able to pick it up. It wasn't Ruach HaKodesh, it was his education that he knew all these languages, so he was able to pick up, even though it was in a language that the other people around did not speak. V'ad Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaskis, that brings a raya from Vabiza lo sholcho es yadam, Dilma Pristiki Shadur. Maybe they sent Shluchim all over to check and to see if they took the spoils anywhere. But as far as Shmuel's raya, that from Kibu v'Kiblu, that there's no Pircha, because how else can we know what's going on up in Shemayim if not with Ruach HaKodesh? Am Ravina, Hainu Damri Inshi, and that's what people say, Tavachada Palpalta Charifta Mimalitzani Kari, that one sharp peppercorn is better than a whole basket full of gourds. That one sharp vart from Shmuel, even though it's a tiny little thing, Shmuel's only an Amora, it could be greater than all of these Tanaim who are very great, but don't say their shitos are not as sharp over here. So Rav Yosef from Mehach, Rav Yosef says, I got a sixth idea. That it says that Yimei HaPurim are going to last forever. So how do you know that unless you speak in Baruch HaKodesh? You don't know what the future holds. And Rav Nachum Yitzchak Omer, Mehacha, a seventh idea. V'zichram lo yosuf mizaram. How do we know that? How do the people who wrote the Megillah know that Zichram is not going to stop? It's not going to be mafsik mizaram in all the generations. So it must be that it's Baruch HaKodesh. Period. Umatanus levyanum. We also said in the Mishnah, that Purim is the day of Matanos Levyonim. It says in the Megillah that L'kayim aleim liyososim es yom arba asa l'chadosh adav es yom chamish asuba says l'asosam yimei mishta v'simcha m'shalach manos l'shrei'u Matanos Levyonim. So Tani Rav Yosef m'shalach manos l'shrei'u, we learn that the mitzvah m'shalach manos is shtei manos l'sh'echad, because manos is plural, so it must be two, and the re'ehu is singular, so it must be to one person. So two gifts, two manos to one person. Where the idea comes from that you need to send two different brachos, that's one of the great misconceptions in Judaism. It doesn't say that anywhere. It needs to be two different brachos. It needs to be two manos. It needs to be two different foods. It's a discussion in Poskim. Can it be two chicken cutlets? I mean, can it be two of the same food? Is that also called two manos? Or does it just need to be two different foods? So if you assume that it needs to be two different foods, so then it's a logical way to make sure that what you're sending is in fact two different foods is by giving things that are two different brachos. That's a good indication that it's two different foods. That's probably where it comes from. Matanos Avyonim, Shtei Matanos Shnei Bnei Adam. Matanos Avyonim, we learn from the Lashon that it's two matanos to two different people, to two different anim, because Avyonim is plural. Rabbi Yudin Siyashad Rabbi Shaya Itma Di Igla Tlasa. He sent him a thigh of a third-born calf, which is a very choice piece of meat, V'garba D'chamra, and a barrel of wine. So Shalom Christ, Rav Ashaya sent back that they should tell Rabbi Yehuda the following message after he received such a nice Shalach Manos basket with meat and expensive wine. So it used to be no one sent meat for Shalach Manos. Now probably charcuterie boards and things like that, right? These things probably are sent all the time for Shalach Manos. But that's what the Gemara says. He sent some Kiyamta Ban Rabbeinu. So he told him, you were Mekayim with these two things, with the meat and with the wine. And then there's a question in the gears. Whether it should be Umatanus Levyonim, that also Matanus Levyonim. Rashi does not have that girsa, but the Ritva does have the girsa. So that's a major, it's a major difference in girsa. Are you Mekayim Matanus Levyonim with the very same gift that you Mekayim Mishloach Manos? The Prichadosh points out that when he says that you're Mekayim with the wine and the meat, he's being Mechadish that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila when it comes to Mishloach Manos. That it doesn't need to be two foods. It could be a food and a drink also, and that's also a Kiyam of Mishloach Manos. Rabba Shadalei L'Mari Barmar, Rabba sent Mishloach Manos on Purim to Mari Barmar, B'yal Abaye. Abaye was the Shliach to bring it. There's a question in Poskim, do you need a Shliach for Mishloach Manos? Meaning, after all, why doesn't it just call it Nesinas Manos? Why does it have to call it Mishloach Manos? So that's what the Bnei Tzion has in the Tshuva, where he writes that maybe one could argue that Mishloach Manos means that it's got a dafka be al yidei shliach, and that's why it's called Mishloach Manos. And then he rejects that, and he says, no, that's not the explanation of why it's called Mishloach Manos. It's called Mishloach Manos because with the shiluach alone, you're yotzei, meaning the person doesn't have to accept it. Let's say you bring a Mishloach Manos to somebody and says, you know what, it's just too much already. I only have 30 days till Pesach to get rid of all this. I just can't. We can't take it into the house. And then, thank you very much. We appreciate the gracious offer. Go give it to somebody else. So are you Mekayim Mishloach Manos, but just trying to give it. So it says Ben Yitzion, yes. And that's why it's called Mishloach Manos, because the mitzvah is on the Shiluach, not on the Kabbalah. He says it's not because you have to send a Shliach. That would be ridiculous to say that you have to send a Shliach. It's interesting when the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Mishnah Berurah says, and some are Machmir, the Dafka do it al Yidei Shliach, because it's called Mishloach Manos. And in the Sharet Zion, he quotes that he's quoting from the Ben Yitzion. But that's not what the Ben Yitzion says. Ben Yitzion says Dafka not, that's Dafka not the Pshat. But anyway, you see in the Gemara that they sent it through a shliach. So Abaye was the shliach. So Mali Taska de Kashva, he sent him a basket of dates. Umali Kasa Kimcha da Avshuna, and a cup full of flour that was made from dried wheat that was dried in an oven while it was still soft. And through that, the flour is always going to remain sweet. So Abaye sent to Rabbah, Hashta Amar Mari. Now it seems that Mari Barmar, from the fact that he sent him, is going to say to you, Ichakla Malka Lahavi, Dikula Mitzavari Lonachis. He says, are you sure you want to send this? Meaning Abaye, who is the Shliach, says, you know, we know what he's going to say. He's going to say that if you have a farmer who becomes the king, he's still wearing his farming equipment, meaning he still dresses like a farmer. Meaning after you become a melech and the Rosh and Pumbadisa, you're still sending Mishlach Manos, that's jelly beans and and a bottle of soda. You know, come on, you could do better than that. So Hadash Hadalei Ihu. So he sent back to Amari sent back to Mishlach Manos to Rabbah, Mali Taskid Zangvila, a bag full of ginger, Umali Kasa de Pilpalta Aricha, and a coast full of long peppers. So Amar Abai, Hasha Amar Mar, now when Rabbah sees this, where you sent him, he's going to say, Anashad Rile Chulia, I sent him sweet things, Viyushad Le Churfa, and he sent me sharp things back. Why didn't he send me something sweet? So he's critical of each one's gift to the other. The Shliach has an opinion on each side. So Amar Abai, Kinafki Mi Beimar, Abai says, when I left Rabbah's house, Hava Savana, I was satiated, I was full. Kimatai Lassam, when I got to Mari Barmar, I thought I wasn't hungry anymore. Krivili Sheet inside the Sheet in Minikadera, he brought me 60 plates of 60 different types of tafshil, Vachlibu Sheet and Plugi, and I ate 60 pieces, Ubishula Basraisa, and then for dessert, Havakari Late Sleek Kedar, they had this dish called Sleek Kedar, called pot roast, Ubay Lamechas Ta Basrei, and I was so hungry I wanted to eat the plate afterwards. So Amar Abaye, Haimu Damrin, Shabbai says, this is what people must mean when they say, Kafanani Veloyata, an ani is so hungry that he doesn't even realize that how hungry he is until he starts eating. Inami Rav Chalavasim Shchiach. Or there's always room for really delicious foods. If you have something very sweet and very delicious, you'll always find room, even if you don't think you're that hungry. Abai Barav and Rabbi Chanin Barav and Machlis Udesai La Dadi. They used to switch food with each other on Purim each year. So in Machlokas, we show what this means. But Pashas, as Rashi says, that they would switch off at whose house they would eat. That one year they would eat at this one's house, the other year they would eat at the other one's house. And that way they were Mekayim Mishloach Manos. So they fulfilled Mishloach Manos. The Taz writes in Simitofer Shadi Yisiv Kanei that only the Areach is Mekayim Mishloach Manos by bringing, by allowing the other person to eat from his Suda. But the other one is Mekayim the Mitzvah by sending Manos to somebody else. So that's what it means that they were Mekayim Mishloach Manos by doing this. Not that every year they're both Mekayim Mishloach Manos. If I invite you to my house this year, I'm Mekayim Mishloach Manos. You still have to send Manos to somebody else. And then next year when you invite me, you'll be Mekayim Mishloach Manos. I'll still have to send Mishloach Manos to somebody else. Amar Rav Mechayev Nishlev Sumi Bepuria, a person is supposed to get drunk on Purim, Adel Yodah Ben Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai, till he gets to the point where he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. A whole discussion of Poskim, does this mean a person is really supposed to get so drunk that he mamish doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai? That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim says, that the Gemara is about to tell a story where there were tragic consequences of people drinking to such an extent, dafka, to demonstrate that you shouldn't really do this, you shouldn't understand this on the simplest level. But Rabbi Rabbi Zeira avdu sudas perm ba'de adadi. Rabbi Rabbi Zeira had a sudas perm together ipsum in the suda. They got drunk. You do see clearly that this is a din in suuda, and that's why in Shulchan Aruch also it's only in Hilchas Suudas Purim that they say Chayv in Shulchan Sume. The idea of getting drunk at night or earlier in the day before Suudas Purim L'chara is not a halacha. That's just time. People like to get drunk, but the din is only during Suudas Purim. So come Rabbi shachted Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi got up and he shachted Rabbi Zeira. L'machra, the next day after the wine, the effects of the wine faded, Boi Rachamesa Rabbi Davin Rabbi Zeira Va'achye, and he brought him back to Tchias HaMesim. So L'shana the following year, Amalei, Rabbi said to Rabbi Zeira, it was so much fun last year. Why don't you come back and we'll have Suda's Purim together? So Amalei, Rabbi Zeira said, I don't think I want to take my chances again. I don't know that if I could, how many Tchias HaMesims I can get through. So I'd rather not come back. So that's what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says. The Gemara tells that story to tell you not to get drunk, because look, they weren't even able to have Suda's Purim again because they didn't trust each other. Amar Rav, Suda's Purim, Shachla Balayla, Lo Yatsi Dechavasa, if you eat Suda's Purim at night, you're not Yotzei Yuchi. chiyuv. My time, you may mishta v'simcha. Ksiv, it says you may mishta v'simcha as opposed to leilos. Rav Ashi, Avi Yosef, Kamed Rav Da Meimar is one of the gersos to hear about Purim. So Naga, he came, it became late for los rabbanon, and the talmidim didn't come to the shir. Some later, so Rav Kana said to Rav Ashi, my time los rabbanon. Where are all the talmidim? So Rav Ashi said, dumla tridibus sudas purim. Maybe they're busy with sudas purim and they couldn't come. Some later, so Rav Kana said, v'lava efsha the mitchla burta. Couldn't they have eaten the sudas purim at nighttime so that they wouldn't have to be mevatel from Talmud Torah? Some later, so Rav Ashi said, loshmi lemar lemar hadam arava sudas purim shachala b'layl loyotzi dechavaso. Don't you know that you're not yotzi the chiyuv of sudas purim at night? You got to eat it during the day. So Amalei, Rav Kana said, there's a question over here exactly how to read this, that's in fact what he said. Tani minei arbat zimnin. So Rav Kana learned this din from Ravashi 40 times. V'damilei kaman damanach b'kisei. And it became as if it was put in his pocket, that he knew the din really, really well by chazering it over many, many times. Okay, now the next mishnah. Obviously, we could spend like forever on the Gemaras that we just read, but you know, we don't have forever. We have 2 minutes left. So let's say the next mishnah. The next mishnah, Ein Bein. So says the mishnah, Ein Bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos Elochel Nefesh Bilvad. As far as the Isur Malacha on Yom Tov and the Isur Malacha on Shabbos, there's no difference between the halachas except for Ochel Nefesh. That which is for Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, because the pasuk says, Ach Asher Ye'ochel Ochel Nefesh Ulevado Ye'aseh Lachem. And on Shabbos, there is no etter of Ochel Nefesh. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So says Mar, I'll make a diuk. Hol Inyan Machshirei Ochel Nefesh Zevzeh Shavin. Apparently, as far as preparatory work for Ochel Nefesh, Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, which means it would be Asur and Yom Tov. Masnisa, the Rabbi Yehuda. Now our Mishnah is therefore against Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that in Yom Tov even Machshirei Ochel Nefesh Amutar. Detanya, Ein Ben Yom Tov the Shabbos Elo Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Af Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda holds even Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, preparing the knife and the spit and whatever you need to do in order to be able to shecht and to cook, and you're allowed to do all of that on Yom Tov. My time in Tanna Kamma, why does Tanna Kamma hold that Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is Asur? Because Amar Kra, who, it says, who levado ye'aseh lechem velo machshirev. So we darshan, who is a miut, and it's telling me, and you're not allowed to do machshirei ochel nefesh. For Rabbi Yehuda, amarkra lechem. Pasuk says lechem, and that's a riboy. Lechem lechol tzarchechem. For whatever you need, not just the ochel nefesh, machshirei ochel nefesh as well. V'idachnami yoksiv lechem. Doesn't Tanakama have the word lechem? What does he darshan with the word lechem? No, lechem lo levichavim, lechem lo leklavim. Lechem tells me you're not allowed to cook for an ovichavim, you're not allowed to cook for a nachri, you're not allowed to cook for a dog, you're only allowed to cook for people. That's why it's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, halacha mufresh in Shulchan Aruch. People are unaware that one is not allowed to invite a nachri for a suudah on Purim, because there's a chashash, there's a gezeira, that you might cook for him, that you might cook extra for him, and it's asuruka, that's a malacha d'oraisa to cook on Yom Tov for a nachri. V'idach nami yaksiv hu, meaning if you're going to invite a nachri, better invite him on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. V'idach nami yaksiv hu, and the other Rabbi Yehuda who holds that even makshiri yachol nefesh hamutar, what do you do with the word who? Isn't that a miyut? So ksiv hu, ksiv lachem. Yeah, you have this a miyut and a riboy. So kan makshir shev shalasos merev yom tov, kan makshir shev shalasos merev yom tov. And the way to reconcile the stira is whether it's the kind of makshirim that you could have done before yom tov. So who tells me you're not allowed to do on yom tov that which you could have done with equal effectiveness before yom tov? Lachem, which is a riboy, comes to tell me that which you could not have done with equal effectiveness before yom tov, you're allowed to do on yom tov. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the last Mishnah on the page in the middle of the wide lines. Everyone have a great day.
Have a nice one.
Take care. You too.